self-control.
Until I expire, I shall not take away my integrity from myself. A covenant I have concluded with my eyes, so how could I show myself attentive to a virgin?
I shall not set in front of my eyes any good-for-nothing thing. The doing of those who fall away I have hated. It does not cling to me. He that is slow to anger is better than a mighty man, and he that is controlling his spirit than the one capturing a city. Keep on the watch and pray continually, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit, of course, is eager, but the flesh is weak.
For the good that I wish, I do not do, but the bad that I do not wish is what I practice. If now what I do not wish is what I do, the one working it out is no longer I, but the sin dwelling in me. I find then this law in my case, that when I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. I really delight in the law of God according to the man I am within, but I behold in my members another law, warring against the law of my mind, and leading me captive to sin's law that is in my members. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from the body undergoing this death? Thanks to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself am a slave to God's law, but with my flesh, to sin's law.
But I pummel my body and lead it as a slave, that, after I have preached to others, I myself should not become disapproved somehow. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful by God for overturning strongly entrenched things. For we are overturning reasonings and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are bringing every thought into captivity to make it obedient to the Christ.
Keep your minds fixed on the things above, not on the things upon the earth. Also, let the peace of the Christ control in your hearts,